For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
WZGC Atlanta and WZGC HD1.
Atlanta Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
An Odyssey Sports Station. It's more than just sports talk. This is The Morning Shift.
I'm in.
Me too.
The Morning Shift is brought to you by Greater Atlanta Area McDonald's. Download the app for great deals.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I'm on my way, I'm making it.
We are in our 7 o'clock hour here on The Morning Shift, and it is brought to you by Zero Res Smart. Lasting clean. Week one. How does that feel to say? Because it kicks off tonight.
Yeah. I can't wait.
Of the NFL season.
One of the better games in the playoffs last year, Ravens Chiefs. And we get a repeat of it tonight.
Get your repeat of it. Yep.
Yeah, I'm excited. I love football season. Although, I guess college football season's already over for me. But I got the NFL.
Dang.
You okay? Florida already.
Are you okay?
Season's over.
Dang.
Conceding like that, though?
No, I'm not. Dang. It just, I don't.
Hey, when they turn around, clip it.
Yeah.
We're going to run this sound back.
I know we're about to talk Falcons and Kyle Pitts and Jesse Bates and what happened with his contract, but DJ Lagway is going to get the start, it looks like. Mertz is still in concussion protocol. I hate it for Graham Mertz because I think he's done everything as right as he can there. But don't you think they had to do this anyways?
Yeah, I butchered it. We were trying to talk about it like 2 weeks ago, and I butchered it and was talking about other quarterbacks around the SEC where I was looking at backups. This is the one though.
You kept calling him Jaden Rashada.
Yeah, I kept calling him Jaden Rashada. Which talk about a freaking slip of the tongue, man. That's not something you want to hear as a Florida fan.
No.
Hey, when were they going to play Jaden Rashada?
And you kept saying how he was going to play, and I'm like,
kept looking at me like I was crazy, and I was like,
Georgia.
I was like, bro, he's going to play sooner or later. No, but DJ Lagway being that guy, we don't have to go, and this is a good way to transition to Kyle Pitts, being a guy that did have good throwing quarterback at Florida, but I think they're going to have to transition at some point just because you hate to say it for Graham Mertz, but it doesn't look bright. Future doesn't look bright, that's all.
And Billy Napier has to prove that the future is bright, and that future involves him and DJ Lagway because he needs to prove that, hey, if you don't keep me, this kid might leave. And look at what I've got coming. So, that's what's on his plate now.
Well, the Falcons making some money moves. And we know that they added some big names to the roster during this offseason, during free agency. And also they traded for Matthew Judon and signed safety Justin Simmons. The team had a cap deficit of nearly $1 million. But according to a report from SportTrack, the team converted $11.25 million of safety Jesse Bates' salary into a signing bonus. So this move now would create $7.5 million in cap space, bringing Atlanta's cap total to roughly $6.8 million as they go into a week one.
I know that there's whispers out there of who might they sign or what other positions, or could you go get a corner and some of these other people. I don't think there's anything imminent. I think this is just simply the kind of bumper you want going into a season when you look at what possible moves you might have to make throughout the course of a 17-game schedule. So I know that Atlanta Falcons fans look at it and you go, oh, man, you're opening up some money. I just don't think it's that. Now, I'm not ruling it out. I mean, Terry God knows that guy's been cooking for some time now and been doing different things. I just don't see it as anything imminent. I think there will be a move because there always has to be a move in the NFL roster. But as far as something like right now or going into week two, I just don't see it.
I think they had to make the move to be compliant with the salary cap, first and foremost. Secondly, when someone texts me about this and they said, "What do you think? Is there someone being signed?" I said, "I think you needed it was twofold, but the second part I said was I wouldn't expect anyone to be signed until after Sunday because of the veteran rules."
Yep.
And even traded for, maybe. I don't know what that would look like, but I just don't think anyone will be signed. Now, I could be wrong. We both could be wrong. But let me tell you something. If you sign someone on Thursday morning, they're not playing most likely Sunday.
Maybe you go sign someone the Steelers can get rid of like every team does.
Yeah. You do start that probably. Maybe the practice squad. But like, hey, tell us all your secrets.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt that that's definitely a thing. I mean, that happens, seems like every freaking week in the NFL. Yes, it's nice to clear up that money, and like you said, $6 million or so, whatever in cap room. But I just think this is a simple, you know, this position maybe gets hit with a couple of nagging injuries, and you have to have somebody to come in and kind of fill that void. So that's all it is to me at this point.
Other news on the Falcons front that came out yesterday that had the Twitter world afire was the status of tight end Kyle Pitts. So he was listed as a limited participant in Wednesday's practice. And that was because of some hamstring issues that he has. Now, Pitts did go out and tweet that he is going to be 100% healthy for Sunday's season opener against the Steelers. If you have any more questions as to why he was listed as limited, well, Coach Raheem Morris, he joined Dukes and Bell. And here's the explanation.
No, you should be. I mean, that's perfectly fine for you to be on edge. You know, we just want to be transparent in everything that happened. He got a hamstring a couple weeks back, and, you know, he's been dealing with it. He's been dealing with it a little bit, and like he's been fine, he's limited, and we just want to be transparent with all those things that's going on with us and how we're going about our business and make sure we report things the right way. And Kyle went out and practiced today. He had a limited reps. We did about 75% of his reps, and he got a nice workload, he got a nice lather, he got a chance to run around a bunch, and he feels really good. So we're really excited about getting him out there ready to play and just throughout the remainder of the season. You know, it happened right there, right before we kind of left and had that couple of days off, and he did a nice job of being here over the weekend and really working with the guys and getting back ready. So we are fired up for him. We're fired up for us and fired up to get him out there playing.
Here's what, and we, you know, Rod will join Dukes and Bell, I think, every Wednesday at maybe 3:20. I'm not sure about the time, but just you should be listening for 5 hours anyways. What else are you doing? Kyle Pitts' response on Twitter was, "Damn, two less plays in Iraq got y'all concerned." Skull emoji. Hold on, I'm not done.
Oh.
"I'll see you all Sunday." Fingers crossed emoji.
Yeah.
And I think the fingers crossed was that y'all show up, not him, because he'd be there. What?
Why is it he'd be there?
Because he is him. I think Iraq might have been just a series, maybe, that they were going through or they were running through. You tell me. You played. Hell, I didn't play.
I'm out of that kind of terminology. I never heard Matt Ryan go, "Hey, let's get Iraq." Or Tony, you know, nobody ever said anything like that.
So maybe he said re-rack it.
I don't think.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Why are you asking me?
It might just be one period of practice.
Yeah.
Yeah, one period of practice. Not a series. Maybe it's like, hey, team pass. You need to just sit out.
But in the media's defense, I heard Mark Raimondi on as well yesterday with Dukes and Bell. They had like 9 guests yesterday. They're all back in a row, and I was walking sprinkles. So I got to listen to it. But like, Mark was like, I was just reporting. Like, wasn't trying to start trouble. Somebody said he was questionable, so.
Yeah, limited was the word. I mean, yeah, limited, that's an official status.
So he tweeted it. He just did his job.
And Mark's done a nice job. I mean, he's taken over for Michael Rothstein and kind of that role.
You think I'll have better shoes than him on Sunday?
No. His shoe game is far and above anybody else.
Yeah, but I'm breaking out those Air Force Ones.
I know.
Tiffany don't know about them.
I was trying to run some traffic over here. Wait, what do I know about? So I was talking to Day Day.
I had some custom Air Force Ones made for the season.
All right, I'm done. I'm leaving.
Yeah, I'm same. I don't want to say I quit, but it's too much at this point. Somebody's got to check this guy.
It's really great that they do that for kid sizes, too.
Is it just awesome. Bad juju to say, I hope somebody steps on them? It's just bad. Like, that's just bad.
Why would you say that?
I'm just, I didn't say it. I asked if it would be bad.
In white.
Okay.
I just designed the color. I didn't get, like, you got squid written on them or nothing.
On one tongue. No, I did Billy not. On the other.
No, I did not.
And since you're branding, you're literally branding everything.
I'll show them to you if you want to see them in the break.
There's a quote on the toe that says, I'm him. Yeah, I don't know what he's doing. Yeah.
That's not true.
I don't know what he's doing. You know what I mean?
It's not true.
It's just a little bit embarrassing.
I wanted some.
He's been traveling with the Falcons so long. He is blended into that kind of thing.
I need to look at these shoes. I'm just okay. I was not expecting that. I'm a little thrown off, as all of you may be out there.
Try to gather ourselves.
Take a moment to gather ourselves. And I get ready for this season because Bo is going to be suited and booted, as Dylan would say, and ready to roll when he boards the whenever he boards the plane.
Well, I'll definitely have my my gear together. But no, look, in all fairness, Kyle Pitts is fine.
Yes,
he'll be fine. Jesse Bates redid his contract. There's no one coming in here off the street before Sunday. This is our team. And I think whatever happens, we'll see. Likely they're open and they might be keeping open that 53rd spot for Peterman to be active. I don't know. I mean, you know, he might be active on game day, but they're not. You can only have, 47 active anyways. We're going to get what we get. We should be more worried about what Pittsburgh is bringing in here defensively.
Yeah, I completely agree. Those will be the matchups to watch when you look at kind of. And that's the beauty and the downside of some of these tough matchups in the first couple of weeks. These teams that are good teams, now you can say whatever you want to about Pittsburgh's offense and the questions around them. Pittsburgh's a good defense, right? I mean, they just point blank, they're a good defense. So when you look at Pittsburgh and Philly and Kansas City and all these teams you play in the first 3 weeks, it's nice because you're fully healthy, but they're fully healthy too for the most part. So having Kyle Pitts in the fold, it's a pretty big deal for the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, and they got a guy at every level. Like, they got a legit guy at every level. Cameron Hayward, T.J. Watt, you got Joey Porter Jr. and Minka. Their secondary is good. Minka Fitzpatrick, Deshaun Elliott's not a terrible player at all, and Dante Jackson is an average corner elite. And don't forget Alex Highsmith, because that dude can get after it too. He you know, their two guys, between their two edge rushers, they had 26 sacks last year between the two of them, between Highsmith and Watt.
Yeah.
Stay tuned here because later on the morning shift, we are giving away a pair of tickets to Atlanta United's home match against Inter Miami on Wednesday, September 18th at Mercedes-Benz Stadium at 7:30. Tickets are on sale now at atlutd.com. But again, if you stay with us here on the morning shift, I will let you know when you need to call in to try to win those. All right. We got a lot of NFL talk to get to, including someone that decided to participate in their first official practice of the week. How could that impact your fantasy roster? See, I do care. Stay with us here next. We're going to End the Huddle on the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
We're going to get on down now.
We're talking all things Atlanta sports and beyond. This is The Morning Shift.
Make some noise!
The Morning Shift is brought to you by Greater Atlanta Harry McDonald's. Download the app for great deals.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We're here on the morning shift. And we have some NFL news to get to when we go in the huddle. But right now, let's talk some MLS and Atlanta United. They have parted ways with Vice President and Technical Director Carlos Bocanegra, effective immediately. The club announced this on Wednesday. President and CEO Garth Lagerwey will assume Bocanegra's duties on an interim basis for the remainder of 2024. Now, the search for the club's next technical director will begin immediately. And here's a statement from Lagerwey. We are deeply appreciative of Carlos's dedication and success over the last 9 years with Atlanta United. However, I believe it's time for our club to move in a new direction. While we continue to fight for a playoff spot down the stretch of the season, this gives us a clean slate and a runway to properly assess all vacancies in our sporting operations ahead of what will be an extremely important offseason for our club.
You want to talk about a franchise going through an absolute remodel. I mean, from what this team was, however many months ago it was when they started the season, when Gonzalo Pineda and Yorgos Yakamakis and Thiago Almada and everything else, it just piece by piece has been dismantled, right? And I think for good reason, right? I think this was an underperforming team for most of the season. They lacked the life and the energy that you've grown accustomed to within that organization. The timing of it, to me, is a little bit interesting. You're just coming off the transfer window and everything else and just now getting back underway. And we're talking about Atlanta United that'll be playing their first home match next weekend, September 14th, in a long, long time, right? So it's just the timing is interesting to me. I would, if you're going to make this kind of move, why not just do it before the transfer window if you'd like somebody else to take over? But I guess you kind of trust the process, see what happens, and you come out on the other side, and you obviously didn't like what it was because you had to make a move.
Yeah, I think it was because there is no more moves to really be made. And I think that's why you went ahead and made it. Don't leave him as a lame duck. Look, Carlos was – I personally was around Carlos quite a bit early in his tenure. I liked him. I thought he did a great job. He did. He built a championship-caliber roster. Things went – they went off the beaten path for a while and haven't been able to get back on it. So it wasn't a move that, to me, that wasn't somewhat needed. But it doesn't mean you don't have to like it. And now it's Garth Lagerwey's job to find someone. And he said that whoever they bring in won't be a dual role guy. They're going to bring in a guy to be the technical director, and they're going to bring in a guy to coach. So he's got some important decisions this offseason ahead for him.
Let me turn my mic on and say this again. It's time now to go in the huddle.
It's time to huddle up.
Bring it in close. Bring it in close.
The latest NFL news, rumors, reports, and happenings.
Within the huddle on the morning shift.
This coming from ESPN, the Bengals received the most positive sign they could get on Wednesday. Wide receiver Ja'Marr Chase participated in the first official practice of game week ahead of the team season opener against the New England Patriots on Sunday. Chase was listed as a limited participant in his first practice since resuming his hold-in amid a contract dispute. So he and fellow receiver T. Higgins were among the last ones to walk out of practice on Wednesday.
I don't mind the way he's handled this. I love the way Joe Burrow's handled it. He was kind of asked about it. He's like, look, man, I got to focus on me at this point. I want to hit the ground running. I want to make sure that I'm working with the guys I'm working with. And having him back in the fold makes that a lot easier because he is – no matter what he gets paid, he is a top five receiver in the NFL. I mean, I fully believe that. I'm a little bit less sure about the Brandon Ayuks of the world, but I think when you look at guys like him and what he's been able to do, and I think that chemistry, when you have that quarterback, is so important, and they obviously have it from their, they spent a lot of time together. I'm glad he's back in the fold for them because I think they're a team that really, really needs to have a good year this year.
I do have a question. Just the fact that he was even present, right? He's in street clothes because lots of times you see guys hold out. You don't see any sign of them there. I know Burrow talked about him being a team first kind of guy. If you're his teammate, what are you thinking? Well, are you respecting the way he's handling it?
Yeah, I mean, I think the fact that you're even allowing him to do that speaks volumes about who he is, right? I mean, if he was coming around, not doing the right things and kind of being a distraction, as a coach, you'd probably be like, hey, man, I'd rather not have you around, right? But the fact that he's allowed to be around in street clothes, I think says a lot about what that locker room actually views him as.
Yeah, but Brandon Ayuk was around as well because of the fines that are necessary now or that they cannot rescind if you hold out or hold in. And Brandon Ayuk said he did not handle it the right way. So I think it's an interesting question, honestly, because we tend to think that he did it the right way, but I don't know if we'll ever know unless he says he didn't. The only other thing, and I know Trent Williams decided he just said he didn't even care because he's made, you know, at 36, he's made enough money. He's like, ah, I'll take the fines. I'm going to make up for it. So I just think it's interesting to say that. Where it starts to affect other players is when they get asked questions, and now they have to handle it because that can't be fun to have to talk about someone else and their money issues, because if you say the wrong thing, now you're a bad guy.
And just to give you some insight, too, I was curious from the player perspective, but also getting to have covered the Bengals for two games last season, I know how high in regard Jamar Chase is held on that team, so I can see why it did play out the way it did for that group. On to the Broncos, Patrick Surtain, and the Broncos have agreed to a four-year, $96 million extension.
Woo!
$77.5 million. Guaranteed, this according to NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport. So the team went on to then announce the four-year deal.
Just an absolute dude, has been doing it since day one out there. Obviously a great player. And look, I was kind of joking with you guys yesterday. He was high school teammates. I believe it was American Heritage with Tyson Campbell, who just got broke off by the Jacksonville Jaguars to the tune of about $75 million. I was like, yeah, American Heritage ought to have a new indoor facility by the time this offseason's over with, because you're absolutely getting paid.
Paid DB.
Yeah, I mean, and he was great at Bama. I mean, we've been looking at Mika Fitzpatrick. That's another guy that, you know, kind of comes out of that kind of role. But Patrick Surtain's been locked down since the day he stepped out in Denver. And I think it's smart to pay him. We've seen how the cap can roll up and do different things. But when you have a guy that plays corner that is that good, that is unquestionably a top 10 guy, give that man his money.
Are the happiest people on earth defensive backs when they see Brandon Ayuk and who's our guy that just got Tyreek Hill getting more money and Justin Jefferson getting paid like $36 million a year?
Because you
got
to pay someone to guard him.
Exactly. And you're like, hey, man, I'm the guy shutting that guy down, so give me at least 20-something. And Patrick Surtain came in and lived. The hardest thing in the world as a draft pick, I think, has to be living up to the expectations. And he's done just that. That's why he got paid.
Well, just when you thought things were maybe calming down up in D.C., some bad news comes out for the Commanders. This is coming from ProFootballTalk.com. The Commanders announced on Wednesday they have suspended Vice President of Content Rael Attine after a video of him discussing the team's players and fans in derogatory ways was released. So in this write-up, Attine was shown talking about players being homophobic and said some of them are dumb as heck. I'll leave it at that. This was all in a video taken by a hidden camera by O'Keefe Media during what appeared to be a date with a woman who works for the company. Attine also referred to fans as high school educated alcoholics and mouth breathers. So the Commanders released a statement saying the language used in the video runs counter to our values at the Commanders organization. We have suspended the employee pending an internal investigation and will reserve further comment. At this time. He also criticized the commissioner as well.
Yeah, he said some harsh stuff about Roger Goodell and how much he makes and how his voice is not his own. He also came out against Jerry Jones as well and said some derogatory things about Jerry Jones. The only problem with this is I don't know if they'll sue him because this was a hidden video thing. And this was a privacy moment. And I watched like 2 minutes of it, and I couldn't watch anymore because it feels creepy watching it because of the angle and you know it's hidden. And then you're hearing someone say these things and some of them are very, you know, offensive of the fan base and the players. He's done. He'll never work again in any sports league. Good luck getting any kind of job. It's wild. It's wild. The whole thing is.
The thing about it is too, and I read some snippets. I didn't watch much of the video, but reading kind of what the context was, it's like, dude, I'm a football fan. I used to be in those locker rooms. Like everything he said was dead wrong to me. Like you know what I mean? Like not only it's offensive, yes, but it goes to another level when you're like, that's just dumb. Like what he's saying is just dumb. Some of the smartest people I ever met were inside of an NFL locker room. Stanford grads, Harvard grads. Like you know what I mean? Like. So to him, just throw a blanket statement on everything going on with a lot of that, it's just unbelievable.
To add to that real quick, if you're the VP of content, have you not
What does that even mean?
Like, I believe it's what's being produced on the website.
videos, like digital, all that kind
of, yeah. And it's like, if you are, have you not set foot in your own locker room? Have you not talked to these guys? Like, what are you doing?
Well, and for people like me that travel weekly with a team when they leave the, you know, when they travel on the road, guys like this make it harder for us to do our job because you see people like me and you don't necessarily know who I am or what I do. And you're like, well, why is this guy around me? And it's a violation of, you know, they're automatically going to think anything I say on this guy is going to be repeated because of clowns like this.
This hour brought to you by Zero Res, smart, lasting, clean. What you got for Mic'd Up?
Well, we're going
to
talk about Braves when we get back. We got to break down everything. They could possibly get the sweep tonight with Ronaldo Lopez back on the hill. But during Mic'd Up, guys, just one of the most polarizing discussions in neighborhood group chat history. I text both you guys about it last night. What do you do when your dog goes number two? What do you do with the bag as you're walking around your neighborhood? I did not realize how mad people were about this topic. That's coming up on the other side. It's Mic'd Up. It's the Morning Shift Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
What are the haps?
Start the day the right way with the Morning Shift.
With Tiffany, Mike, and Bo.
All right.
The Morning Shift is brought to you by Greater Atlanta Erie McDonald's. Download the app for great deals.
On Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Braves could get a sweep of the Rockies this evening. They won their game last night against them 5-2. And, yeah, back in action this evening.
Yeah, it was Luda night last night. They had the Luda bobblehead, and he had the big hands. He came out and threw the first pitch.
That was so awesome.
And the shoes, too.
Yeah.
I thought that was awesome. Like, I was like, how is he going to throw this ball? And then he throws one that's almost a strike.
How's he gonna?
And then when I don't even know who it was that caught it, walks up and tries to hand him the ball back. He's like, just stick it right there. Puts it in the middle of his big, you know, first basement size hand. But, yeah, it was cool, man. It was nice for the Braves to kind of continue rolling on. And they have to, honestly. You know, this is what's crazy about what's going on is everybody else around them in this wild card race is extremely hot as well. The Mets get the wins against the Red Sox last night. So extremely important for Charlie Morton to go out and handle his business. Again, how many times have we come in here after Charlie Morton starts and talked about him grinding through a start and not having his best stuff and getting guys out? He did that last night with the 8 strikeouts, was able to get a successful start out of it. But the Braves' bats did just enough, especially in the first inning with the Kelnick home run. To allow them to just coast a little bit. They didn't do much the rest of the way.
Yeah, now they tonight to go for the sweep, you got Ronaldo Lopez on the mound. That's a guy that you should be able to, you know, score 3 or 4 runs for, and he should be able to hold up. Austin Gomber is going for them, and, dude, he's not been very good. His ERA is almost 5. He's 4-10, and that's through quite a, like, 144 innings. Doesn't have a lot of heat on it. His fastball is averaging around 91.
So you're calling for a bunch of taters tonight.
I'm not. Well, he has given up, I believe, 27 this season.
Okay.
So I'm not calling for everybody to go yickety, but.
But you're calling for everybody to go to yickety.
I would like to see Marswollen,
yeah.
Matty O, and maybe might see Jorge Soler get off the snide.
I was going to ask you about this. This topic kind of came up. You and I were talking this morning about Jorge Soler and how bad he's been since the injury. Is there a point where we just say he needs to take a few more days off? I mean, is that I know you traded for him, and he was your big move at the deadline, but, man, before last night, I was sitting there going, this guy's just been ice cold.
Well, as ice cold as he's been, he still gets on base little over 3 out of 10 times, even with walks. I mean, his average is like 181, but his on base is up over 300. So I think just the presence of him in the lineup and knowing that you can make a mistake and if he's patient at the plate can help you out. And he did come up with a big single last night to kind of put it to a 3-run lead and give, not that Rysell needed it, but to give Rysell and the guys a little bit of breathing room. I think it was in the 7th inning when he did that. So
Charlie Morton going to be a starter in the playoffs? Kind of covered it earlier.
No,
I don't think so either.
I think Charlie Morton has a pivotal role if you make the playoffs. I just don't think it's starting a game.
I don't know if I even agree with you on that in terms of a middle reliever or a long reliever, because I think Grant Holmes has kind of pitched his way into that kind of role right now.
I think Grant Holmes is going to be a 7th or 6th inning guy. And I think Charlie Morton could be that guy in a 7-game series where – you know, a guy gets in trouble early and maybe gives up three runs and the bases are jacked or something, and you need a guy to come in, get you out of that, and then you bring Charlie Moe in to go three innings, four innings, and kind of limit damage and get you through the game without destroying your bullpen. That's what I think.
Mic'd Up has never seen a more polarizing and intense debate than the one we are about to have. Let's hit it.
It's time to rage.
It's time for Mic'd Up
on the Morning Shift.
Brought to you by the Lexus Golden Opportunity Sales Event.
So this entire scenario kind of starts off maybe a year or two ago. Everybody, you guys have the Nextdoor app? I know. Bo, do you have the Nextdoor app?
No, I mean, Ring doesn't.
I do.
Okay, yeah, the neighbor app or whatever on the Ring. Yeah, okay.
I do, but I ignore it.
Yeah, so, and it's probably best to. It's just it's a lot of nonsense.
Usually it's pretty
wild. I actually prefer the Ring version, the neighbor's app or whatever they call it. It's much better.
I go down wormholes on those things, much like I do with Twitter, so I just stick to things I want to argue about.
Okay, so somebody in my neighborhood, probably about 1 or 2 years ago, was talking about, please, if you are walking your dog at this time of day, please stop putting your dog's poop in my trash can with the bag. And I thought, that's weird. And there was like five follow-up comments that were like, yeah, I hate when people do this. I hate when people put their doggy bag in my trash can. And I thought, man, I did not realize that was a thing. All right, so fast forward to last night. My wife and I, the kids are out. My son's on his scooter. We're walking the dog. We're like, man, it's beautiful weather in Atlanta yesterday. Unbelievable. Let's take a long walk. My dog, I was walking him, and he, you know, drops off a poop. And so I pick it up, and my wife's like, hey, just throw it in that trash can. It's trash can day yesterday. Everybody's trash can's out by the road. And I was like, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm never sure, like, who's okay with that. And she's like, what do you mean? And I was like, I know that a lot of people hate that. A lot of people don't like that your dog, you know, you to put your doggy bag in the other trash can. And she just was like, well, I do it all the time. I didn't realize that anybody hated it. So I started texting people. And some of the responses I was getting back, and I want y'all to weigh in on this because y'all are two of the people I text. People like range from absolutely freaking not, do not, you know, it's illegal in some states. Yeah, and I didn't realize that either. That was absolutely true.
Of any trash
because you're basically stealing their services, essentially, and that's why it's illegal in some states.
Illegal dumping.
Yeah, illegal. And what's crazy.
Literally.
And all the way to people being like, it's a freaking trash can.
Okay.
And y'all's responses were good, I thought.
I have thoughts on this. As a dog owner, I never do it. And I've seen what happens when someone has done it in someone's trash can. In particular, if the trash can is still out, or some people like to have theirs along their fence line that just stay out all the time. But when you toss it in there, you're throwing it into an empty trash can, right? So then the poo gets stuck in the bag at the bottom of the trash can. Okay. If that person who owns the trash can doesn't know, you're just walking out throwing your trash in.
Yeah.
And over time, you're like, man, my trash can stinks. Ugh. Why does this smell so bad? And then you realize now everything is piled on. It's probably starting to seep through the bag. It's in your trash can.
I'm not sure my trash can could smell
that
any worse,
So that is why there is, one, a big issue with that. Two, the other, I think, as I texted you back, depends on, and again, I never do it, the level of trash in the can and whether or not it's trash night. If this trash can is full, and you're plopping it in at the top, likely to be less mad at you because the trash is going out the next day.
Fair enough.
It's not going to get buried in the bottom of the can.
Fair enough.
I did see a comment on Twitter, and I'll let you jump in here. Someone saying, oh, just like, you know, kick it into the grass, let it disintegrate. Dog fecal matter has a lot of crap in it. You don't just want it rolling around, right? like figuratively and literally. Also, it depends on what you're feeding your dog. If you're not feeding your dog good stuff, it's going to take longer to disintegrate.
Yeah,
if you're feeding your dog good stuff, it's going to disintegrate.
Also, I agree with you on that comment, because my thing is, like, if I'm flicking it into anywhere, it's just going to somebody's yard.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm not flicking into the woods around.
You're going to get it all over your shoe because you're walking the dog.
Yeah, I can't stand when I see it in my yard.
So, I mean, you're going to get it. I mean, it's not dried yet. It's not like you're kicking dry.
Just carry the bag home. Carry it home or find a receptacle or whatever they call it.
I'm curious what you're – because
– Sorry.
Curious what your thought is on this. Your text was interesting.
Yeah, because I actually was walking Sprinkles yesterday. Tuesday, actually. And Tuesday was our trash day because of the holiday. And there is, at the main, so when you get off my street, you go up to the main road, there's a doggy poop little bin right there. So I drop it there. But I have thought about it. I have walked by trash cans. I did it Tuesday. I walked by a trash can carrying a bag of poop. And I was like, man, I just want to drop it right in here. But I won't, because everybody in my neighborhood makes a big deal about everything.
Right.
And it's not, it's never like, Because Mike goes, well, what is that? Does it, you know, does it ever happen before? I'm like, no, my trash cans aren't on the road unless it's trash day. And then we have to have ours hidden. But I just drop it there, and I'll just carry it. It's in a plastic bag. I mean, come on, guys.
Here's where I fall, and I think somewhere probably in the middle, I don't care. Like, I would rather you throw it. I'd rather you pick it up and throw it away in my trash can 10 times out of 10 than have it in the front yard. And look, I personally don't know who doesn't care, so I always usually carry it home. I also, there is a trash can near the clubhouse in our neighborhood where I'm just like, I'll throw it in there when I get there. So kind of have that option as well. But, dude, I can tell you, and maybe it's two things. Number one, I deal with diapers all the time. Number two, I have a terrible sense of smell, so it doesn't really matter to me.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
But, yeah, and so.
Unfortunate.
Well, I was going to say, it's probably a good thing, honestly, this stage of life I'm in. So I don't care. Like, I just throw it away. But it has blown my mind. And I have a poll out on Twitter right now, and it's almost split down the middle. 50-50 in terms of people that are like, yeah, it's fine. And other people are like, no, do not do it. So pretty crazy right now.
It is pretty crazy right now. So that is mic'd up. You can feel free to weigh in on that and our wake up call, which we'll get to on the other side. But I also want to tell you here on Sports Radio 929 The Game that all of the shows on here today are dedicated to the memory of Hugh Thomas Douglas, who lost his life 1 year ago. In honor of Hugh's memory, we are working alongside our Odyssey sister station in Philadelphia and asking you to contribute to the Hugh Thomas Douglas Memorial Fund. It honors Hugh's legacy by investing in scholarships at Morehouse College and other programs that help youth like Hugh realize their full academic, professional, and human potential. To donate, please go to hughtdouglas.org. That's hughtdouglas.org. And again, all of our thoughts, all of our prayers are with Hugh, our former colleague here at Sports Radio 929 The Game, on this day. Stay with us. We'll be right back with the wake-up call on the morning shift on Sports Radio 929 The Game.
Sports Radio 929 The Game. The biggest tailgate party in the state.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.